Hey all, we're really excited about today's content. We just came back from Gen Con and had a great interview with both Corey and Alicia from FFG. They were super gracious, giving us their time and also giving us some amazing swag bags and talking about where OP is headed this year and beyond. So really excited to share this interview from Gen Con and hope you all enjoy. Hey, it's Justin from KTOD, and I have Alicia and Corey talking about organized play as we head into the fall. Really excited to be at Gen Con 2024. Got a little taste of the events with the 128s, three large events. What can you tell us about the exciting events that are happening this fall as we head into the first year of organized play?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, we are just entering season zero, and planetary qualifiers are starting up. And we are very excited for those. Those are going to be at your local stores around the world. So for set two, there are 40 across the world. And we are very excited about that. But obviously, 40 isn't a lot compared to the popularity of the game, right? So we've instantly taken action. And for set three, we increased that quantity to 150 across the world. Just to give players as many chances as possible to be able to participate in those events. And we haven't shared the pricing for those yet. That live stream is coming soon. And I'm so excited for everybody to see the very cool prizes that you'll be able to earn by participating in those events.
That's really great. So the growth of the game has been like so exponential. It's just like blown up more than I could ever imagine. You're talking about expanding the events and having more. How much of that is based upon like community sort of response about like feedback and just we want to play this game more?
Oh my gosh, so much. 99.99%.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're really listening to like the heart of the community and
absolutely.
Like you're like when stuff happens, maybe it's us, like our content or even just sort of overall vibes, you're really have like your ear.
Yeah, I mean, so especially our marketing team, but also our designers, our product developers, everybody who's Star Wars Unlimited. We are consistently in the Discord listening to content creators, anything like that, because again, season zero is mostly about, you know, friendly competitive play, getting people to just come in, and we want to hear all feedback before we get into season one, where it's really going to start hitting hard with like the point system.
Okay.
And we're using season zero as an opportunity to very, very much listen to the community about how we can shape the program.
So it's sort of like a test subject, but also with some really fun stuff.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Great,
very much so.
So you guys talked a little bit about prizes, and there's announcements and different things like that. Can you give us a little bit of a preview, a little bit of a hint on the exciting prizes that we might be seeing in the first wave of the game, and even down the line?
So we work very closely with our partners from GameGenic.
Okay.
So the best preview I can give is expect some really cool exclusive GameGenic content coming for these events.
Okay, cool. So sort of a history lesson on my part. I played the old game of Star Wars CCG, the Cypher game.
You're really aging yourself.
I really am. So in 1995, the first world championship for the Star Wars CCG game was Raphael Asselin. And shout out to Raph. And he won, a giant silver plate that said world champion. And he got a trip to Tunisia to see like where Star Wars was filmed, Lars Moisterborn. Can we expect anything for Worlds maybe equally as exciting or maybe even more exciting?
I don't think players are going to be disappointed in the prizing. We are taking a lot of cues from industry standards currently going on. And so trying to mimic those, we aren't trying to break the mold.
Okay.
We've stated that from the beginning of the game, we aren't breaking the mold. So a lot of the great things other TCGs are doing is going to be pretty standard for what we are trying to do. and give players that experience, kind of taking the best of different worlds and putting it into one Star Wars shaped, Star Wars Unlimited shaped package.
Okay.
What we can say is it's going to be really cool.
Okay. Yeah, that's really that's exciting. I'm really excited to see the cool stuff. Well, okay, a little bit more of a hint. Will the term Star Wars Unlimited Pro player ever be a thing?
Every card game grows to some extent, right? You have, in every TCG that I've been a part of, there have been pro players, and those kind of grow very organically within the communities. So only time can tell on if we are going to see a pro Star Wars Unlimited player as a term.
Okay, great. Today we've got 128 for the third sort of big event today, and we had one Friday, we had one Thursday, but they were all premiered. Can we expect to see some limited OP events sort of in the distant future?
Time's gonna tell.
Okay.
As we've stated plenty of times, Season Zero is really laying down the foundation for what competitive organized play is going to look like for Star Wars Unlimited. So currently, what we are focusing on is the premier format.
Okay.
But only time will tell. The game was designed around being able to do draft and sealed. So there's a possibility of that in the future. But as we are building this foundation, certainly no promises.
Well, and if people really, really like that, if the community is saying, we really want to do draft, tell us.
Okay.
Let us know. That's how we, you know, are able to advocate and try to make some of those decisions that impact the larger program.
Right.
Is people like it,
people
tell
like
us.
It. And
tell
I,
us.
For me
yeah.
personally, I love draft.
Yeah.
I think designed a great game in terms of like how draft and sealed work. So
the
really exciting the balance. Yeah.
Draft.
Really
yeah.
good balance there. Especially the way the leaders work and everything like that. Well, you guys have been so generous to us and so gracious with this interview. We wanted to give you a little something back as a token of our appreciation. So
oh my
these
gosh.
Are t-shirts
Aww.
For you guys, KTOD. We do these for about 3 months at our Kashuk tier. So really excited to continue to represent you guys and grow the game.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Does it look good on me?
It looks great.
It's your
nice.
It's a match made in heaven.
Are you saying I planned? It's great.
All right. Well, thanks so much
thank
for having us.
So
and go Star Wars Unlimited.